Here at the BASF Innovation Symposium for Growers here in Fort Lauderdale, with me is Dr. Karen Schmidt, and she gave a presentation yesterday to the growers here about Headline AMP, and we were talking specifically about adding these other products to Headline and making Headline even better than it already is. And Headline AMP includes a Headline combined with Karumba.
Trying to make Headline better, we wanted to look at a couple different things. And one was we wanted to look at bringing post-infection control to Headline, and we wanted to look at some complementary movement within the leaf to help aid in disease control.
Now, when you talk about post-infection control, you made a point of saying this is not a cure. It's not curative. Explain the difference.
Many people use the term curative, and what that means is it stops the fungal growth and development of the disease once it's already become established within the plant. However, once it's gotten to the point in its life cycle where it's visible to the naked eye, that's where it can have no effectiveness. In fact, no fungicides can.
How does Headline AMP perform compared to Headline alone, specifically on corn?
Right. So for corn tassel applications, we've seen over the last 3 years about a 2 bushel per acre increase in yield with Headline AMP over Headline. And that would include on-farm trials as well as some of our replicated research trials. In the National Corn Growers Association, the top yields in the last 2 years, in 2011, 2012, where fungicides were used, Headline AMP was the fungicide of choice in those top yields for each of those years for the Corn Growers Association.
So how long has Headline AMP been on the market?
Headline AMP's been on the market since 2010.
So in just that short time, you've seen a great deal of adoption by corn growers.
That's right. And I think, again, growers really trying to get the most out of every acre, trying to maximize yields, looking for new technologies to help them get there.
With Headline AMP, then, why would anybody want to use just Headline?
I think as we as growers go more toward a high production environment, and I think many are going that way, I think having multiple sites of action or modes of action is really where people want to be, especially if they're using multiple fungicides within a given season or using fungicides every season. And so I think it's just going to be the natural tendency. I think people have had such great experiences with Headline. It's been on the market for 8 years. And if you like it, why would you switch? And so I think that's why a lot of people have stayed with Headline, because they were early adopters and they really appreciated what it brought to them.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the BASF Innovation Symposium in Fort Lauderdale, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.